Mujan School is joining the Globe Educate with ISN and ICS Côte d'Azur, and its new director, James Wellings, is here to tell me more. James, thank you for coming into the radio. What does this mean exactly?
Well, great to be here, and thanks for having me. Mujan School is a school with a really rich history, a long past, and it's an exciting new time for the school joining the Globe Educate group. Globe Educate have got over 50 schools around the world and three in our local area. What it means for the school is that we take on an identity of an international British school. So we want to take the best of British education, but within the international context. And we have over 50 nationalities at the school. Globe Educate, as part of a wider group, have GBIS clusters, so Globe Educate British International School clusters, which allows us to share good practice, to do exchange programs, sports competitions, Model United Nations with other members of the group. And actually, we were meeting last week with the heads of school to talk about all the opportunities that are available to our children. So that's a really exciting time for the school and I think for the group. It also allows us to share with our sister school in Nice and ICS Côte d'Azur, formerly Ebeka School, to do the same thing, teacher exchanges, kids playing games with each other, sports, drama, all of those kinds of things. So I think it's a new period for Mujan, but a really exciting one.
And brilliant for the region, because location-wise, I presume it brings you all together to be able to have the programmes that you've got on offer, and you're not that far away from each other, and it's all under one roof.
That's right. I think it's, you know, it really gives the south of France the chance to be an educational hub. I think Europe, if I dare say so, has been a little bit behind maybe Asia or the Middle East in terms of its international schooling. And those wheels are turning now and things are changing. And I think we're well positioned to be a big part of that change along with the other schools in the region.
And some more exciting news at Mujan School is a unique education programme called Thrive. Can you tell me more about this?
Thank you. Yeah, thrive is it's a wonderful word, isn't it? Thrive. And that's what education should be about, young people thriving within school and preparing them for the future. So the Thrive programme is an elective vertical programme. So this is kids choosing what they want to do, and it's mixing age groups. So we might have 18-year-olds working with 14-year-olds and so on. It's vertical across the school. It's split up into four areas. So the four areas are the self, so that's all about your mental and physical well-being. Academic, so that's all about your academic development. Community, working together for each other, both locally and wider than that, maybe even globally, and creative, so the arts. So the kids basically choose a program that they want to do. And I'll give you a couple of examples. So in the self, we've got things like tag rugby, yoga, meditation. We've got a Japanese program in the woods that I can't remember the name of it because it's quite difficult to pronounce. But they sit out there and it's all about mental well-being. In the academic, we've got things like Model United Nations. We've got debate. In the community, we've got charity projects running, and that's also where our sixth formers, so that's our 16 to 18-year-olds, actually work with the younger kids as part of our community to try and enrich their lives. And the creative, so we've got things like drama and music, dance, and all those kind of programs. We've also brought in Lego as part of the academic program, so we're doing a lot of robotics and programming, tons of exciting stuff. There's a really, really good vibe around school between 3 and 4 o'clock every day for the Thrive program.
So it's a wonderful way of complementing already what a child might be studying to add a special, maybe a something on top of that in what they really want to do, be it sports, drama, well-being. For those that don't know, the location of Mujan School is quite unique. How do you benefit from this?
Yeah, so we're, if you haven't been to Mujan School, we're near the village of Mujan in an area called Sophia Antipolis, which is a sort of technology park. And the school really is quite spectacular and quite unique in the region and international schools in as much as we're on a big open campus. It's all wooden architecture and buildings, lovely sports facilities. And we back onto a wood, which we can use for, or a forest, which we can use for orienteering, sports and so on. So when you walk onto the campus, it just sort of looks spectacular. There's kids outside all the time. We have a big focus on outdoor learning or school in the woods where the kids sort of go into that. And you've got this environment where kids, let's use that word again, can thrive, both within the Thrive program, but also the normal curriculum. So you can come and visit us, and I'm sure you'll be impressed with the site that you see.
Of course, you're always open. Information is available on your website and to come and visit you. But you've also got an open day coming up.
Yeah, we've got an open day on the 20th of October, and it would be lovely to see you. If you wish to come to that, then you can visit us at mujan.britishinternationalschool.com, and there's a sign-up form. And that'll be a chance for you to meet me and some of my team, to have a look at our site and to experience some of the things that the kids are doing within the classroom, because we think that's important. You know, come and look at what our children are doing in the school.
James Wellings from Mujan School, thank you very much.
Thank you.